Welcome to Bridge the Gap with host Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors, powered by Markentum.
So welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast. We are really, really excited. We got Josh and Lucas here in Tennessee, and we are sitting down with a very, very special guest, as we have every week, but this is a little bit different. And so we'd like to welcome Dwayne Cummings. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Josh.
It's great to have you with us.
Grateful, humbled. It's an honor to be here with you guys. Yeah.
So a lot to dive in a very short amount of time. And so we would like for you to just give us an introduction to our audience, which is in the senior living world. We know that you're a big advocate for seniors. You're a partner with Leading Age. And so just give us a little bit of your backstory, because I know that you have your hands in a lot of different things.
So the quick version is my mom is in aging care in Glendale, Arizona, in Sun City. My aunt lives right by her. And I got a huge heart for it. When you start getting into that world and you understand it, you think differently. And so then I had the opportunity to start speaking for Leading Age associations, state associations, and it just kept blossoming. And so now we have this fantastic relationship where I'm humbled and honored to come and serve that community. Is that all right?
Yeah, it is. Well, okay. No, that's perfect. And so we're interested in going a little bit deeper than that, because you have a big background. You've traveled the world. You're an author, a speaker, a coach, an athlete. You're a CEO, so unpack that a little bit.
So I started out as a professional athlete when I was younger, and I played soccer, which back then was kind of like this communist sport. And I became a coach, and I coached college and pro. And then when my oldest son, who's now almost 30, I guess I just gave my age away, started to turn 10 or getting ready to, he said, I was going to miss his birthday party. So he said, Dad, when will you love me and my brother as much as you love your players?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So plot point number one, made a shift. We got into the corporate world business-wise. That's where Duke and Duchess, my own clothing line, came about back then. So we started with $150 and scaled it at one point during the dot-com boom. We were the largest importer of men's accessories in the world. So that was like a big, huge learning curve. Didn't know anything, but then everybody thinks you're a genius. So that rolled into come tell your story. So I began to speak, entrepreneurs, different groups. I started a consulting company because I could help other people not make the mistakes that I had made after scaling a company. And that turned into becoming partners in companies like the oil and gas EFS, where I was COO, and we rolled that up and sold it. And then arriving at LeaderCast and things like that. So I've just had lots of fantastic, crazy opportunities. We jokingly say I've lived this Forrest Gump kind of life, and I'm always embarrassed to really unpack it, as you say. So I know your audience probably wants more. I don't know. I'm an Aquarius. I like long walks on the beach. Yeah.
You'll have to buy the book to get more than that.
So the proceeds from the book all go to charity. So just kind of like you guys, you're big charity people.
So we got to talk more about the book later.
Okay.
For sure.
Sure.
We want to know more about that. But I'm a fan of yours. I follow you on social. We were talking about your shoe modeling and all that stuff that you do. But I met you last year at Leading Age Tennessee. Back this year, just was shocked that I had never met you before. Hadn't been at one of the conferences that you spoke at. But it was really touching, you know, what you were able to do with our group last year. So, you know, obviously you've got a soft spot in your heart for aging services because of your mom and that background. But tell us, like, what brought you to the connection with Leading Age? You get a lot of opportunities to speak all over the place. This group, why it's not the huge audience that you're typically in front of, you're coming. So tell us about, like, that a little bit.
Sure. So you're right, I get to speak. I'm very blessed and honored to speak all over the place to a wide variety of groups. But in Edmond, Oklahoma, there was a man named John Harned who was the CEO of I think it was called Epworth Villa, who was an aged care facility. And his son had played college soccer for me. And so he said, hey, I know you do different things and different functions. I have a leadership deal. Would you come and speak to these people? And I was like, sure. I had not been around it. This was like just as my mom's getting into aging care. And so I went, and there were people from Kansas and different places, and I worked with them. And these people were like walking angels. Amazing. You know, you work with them every day, right? And so they have to go home and refuel, and then they come and they give everything they have to the, you know, the people that are residents, and then they have to work with the family. They don't have to. They get to work with the families. And I was blown away and inspired. So then there was a lady that was there that was doing a Kansas event, and she said, hey, you know, would you mind if I throw your hat in the ring? There's not a lot of budget, but we have an event, annual event. Would you come and speak? I said, sure. I was honored. So I did Leading Age Kansas in Wichita. Yeah, Wichita. I think the big town of Wichita. And loved it and loved the vibe. And so then a couple other people, they asked, could we pass the name around? And sure, and different state associations started calling. And I know the budgets aren't huge, right? So we made a deal back then that I said, if Leading Age ever calls, I'll do it. And whatever the fee is or honorarium that they have, that's just the agreement. Like, it doesn't matter because different state associations are different sizes, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just said, I'll do it. And I was doing one, I think either in North Carolina or South Carolina, and I met Gwen. Mm-hmm. And so she sat down beside my wife and I. We started talking, and that turned into, I'm going to be working in Tennessee, and Texas is helping us, but would you like to come? And she's been a very big advocate of mine, and she's shared my book with people. And I've gone and done events in Tennessee, and it's just grown from there. Yeah, I've been very, very blessed because everybody thinks they're getting something out of it from me. It's actually the reverse.
That's so cool. Yeah. So last year, without unpackaging everything we talked about last year, you talked about last year, one of the things that impressed me, and I don't even know if this is one of your speaking topics, but just one of your lifestyle things that I think our industry can use a lot of, is that gratitude. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, I've noticed from you that you practice, and you did this on your way in today, I saw this, is you're literally stopping any position, the people that are serving us here, whether it's a housekeeper, whether it's a food service partner, asking what their name is, telling them you appreciate them. That's very impactful. And, you know, I took that back to my workplace, implemented that, and it's, I don't think we often do that, but Lucas and I were talking. This is unique because we get to, in what we do, you know, this is our passion project.
Yeah.
We have day jobs, but this is really fun for us getting to talk with people like you. We normally get to talk to keynotes right after they come off the stage. Ooh. So this is like, we hope you're going to give us just a little few nuggets of what you hope the takeaway is from what you're going to talk to the group today. So nobody's standing around. We don't have a Whisper 2000
spoiler
anywhere.
Alert,
so,
right?
Yeah. So just, if you don't mind, unpackage this a little bit. Like, what are the takeaways that you want the group here today that we can share with our listeners that will be meaningful to them?
Sure. So one of the big things is the topic here is a life on purpose. And there's intentionality with that life on purpose. And intentionality is habit, and you have to think about it, and there's preparation. And it's very, very important to get such a clear path of what you're trying to accomplish and what your purpose is so that your gifts and talents line up, and then you don't have to think about it, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of like getting in a stream or a river. You just start going with the flow. And to do that, sometimes you have to get a different perspective on definitions. So, you know, like a minute ago on early on in this talk or this podcast, I said I have to. And then I even corrected myself because I know it's a get to, mm-hmm. like it's not a have to. So getting people to shift their mind on whether it's a get to or a have to. The difference in defining things like motivation versus inspiration. You know, motivation is that carrot and that stick. And it'll last as long as there's reward or punishment there. But inspiration is to be inspired and filled. And so even when no one's around, if you're inspired, you'll do the right work. You'll do the right things. So redefining some things for people, that's going to be real important today. So no one knows this, so you audience are going to hear this first. So the way my life works and being on purpose, things kind of seem to everybody else like it's the universe conspiring, or if you're a believer, it's God, or, you know, whatever. But yesterday I got into Nashville, had a lunch with a friend of mine who's a music producer who manages a young man named Ray Allen. He wrote a song called Blank Stare. Have you heard this song?
I have.
Okay. So on Monday, it was on ABC News because somebody videoed him singing it to his mom on stage in Iowa. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the viral post
million
after
viewers
the fact.
Afterwards?
Yes.
Okay. So that's who I had lunch with yesterday. And so we're going to show a little clip of that video, and then we're going to call him from the stage, and he's going to thank the audience members.
Oh, my.
So mic drop moment.
Whoa. Watch out.
Yeah. So I think being on purpose is also about wowing people, getting them inspired, getting them thinking, teaching them a little different way to look at things. And so we're going to try to do a little of that today.
Well, so what do you think if there was one thing? This group, obviously, you're coming in, and we're brought in, I'm sure, at the end part of the day, these people have been packed with information today, so they need a recharge, they need a nugget that they can take with them. What would you say to them if they got one thing from today's message? What would you say to our listeners, those that are watching on YouTube? What's the one nugget takeaway from today?
It's really hard to define.
Put you on the spot there.
Yeah, it did. I'm right on that spot right there. The one nugget has to be that purpose should never be work. Purpose should be effortless. It should just be clarity of gifts and talents aligning with what you do every day. It's not a title. It's not your position in the company. And that's one of the things I'm going to explain to the people in the audience today is I've had millions and millions of different opportunities to do projects or jobs or titles or whatever. And all of them have been wide variety, but I've always been on purpose. So purpose is the one thread that'll carry you through your whole life. It's the one thing you have to make sure you keep a hold of. You have to keep it strong. You have to take care of yourself. And if you just stay on purpose, everything takes place and just works your way. And it just makes life easy, you know?
That's awesome.
I needed to hear that.
That's heavy.
Did you?
That's heavy. It's really a simple message, but it's heavy. You got to take that in. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's almost like purpose should be like air.
Yeah.
Like you're not alive if you're not breathing. You're not alive if you're not on purpose.
Well,
so was there ever a moment in your life where you felt lost without purpose?
You know, that's funny you say that. At the time when I was in the moment, I thought I was lost because I was focused on the wrong things, but I was actually on purpose. I needed somebody else from the outside to hold a mirror up to me and say, no, my purpose is about serving others. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, digging a ditch with somebody that needs an extra hand or, you know, helping a company correct itself or whatever, it's serving others. And so when I was coaching, for instance, I was serving others. I was helping young people, you know, grow and mature. And, at the time though, I thought it was about winning games or winning championships. I was still going every day and helping them be better young men and better young women or better adults or whatever, but I was focused. My eyes were on the prize. Once you take your eyes off the prize and you just put your eyes on the purpose, that's when all the magic happens, because then you don't have to wait till later in life to realize what you've done and what an impact you've made. You can just be smiling the whole way instead of stopping at way stations to look back and smile. If that makes sense.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
So on top of all the other things that you've done, that you are doing, you're obviously an author. So tell us a little bit about what you talk about in your book.
Well, there's a series of books, and the first one, although it's listed as fiction, most everybody starts finding out that most of the people are real, most of the people in it are real, and it's the arc of my life. So it's me filleting myself, you know, falling on my face 30 years ago, and then all the lessons I've learned along the way. It's not like profound, you know, found a scroll in the middle of the desert somewhere, you know, secrets, but it's just kind of a reminder, and it's written in such a way that an 8-year-old or an 80-year-old can relate, and most people can find themselves somewhere in the book and see themselves, and it's more of a wake up for most people. You know, some people it's brand new and it's like, wow, you mean they sliced bread? I never saw that. But for most people, it's just a reminder, you know?
Super cool. So our fans need to follow you on social. Ooh. So tell us about your social. How can they follow you?
On Facebook, I have a Dwayne Cummings page. It's my private, you know, and they limit that. But then there's a Dwayne Cummings, hashtag A Sensational Life. Mm-hmm. So if you just hashtag A Sensational Life, you'll find me on Twitter at like Dwayne D. Cummings. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. So I'm on most social media channels. And we jokingly say it, like, if you don't spell Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, you're probably going to get, like, somebody else, not me. Like, but if you spell it Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S, you'll get me, you'll find me. Pretty easy to do.
Well, we'll make sure that we spell it right. And so before we close out and let you get on to impacting all the people here, speak directly to someone that may be listening right now. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast, and so they may be out walking their dog. They may be working out. They may be commuting right now. And maybe they're just trying to grasp at, you know, in the caregiving industry, there's a lot of ups and downs, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a perfect industry. No industry is. But this one has really particular nuances that I think that you've already hit. So maybe speak to that one person out there that's headed to work or headed to an event or headed somewhere where they're just like, I just feel disenfranchised. I'm not sure this is where I'm supposed to be. I don't know what that purpose is. How could you encourage them?
Well, thank you for that. And for all the listeners that are out there, I would say that you know, there's that book of the five things people regretted when they're about to pass, right? And you talk to people that have wisdom that are sitting on porches or sitting in aging care facilities, and they will tell you, man, I wish I'd spent more time helping other people or impacting lives or passing on the things that I know. They never say, I wish I'd accumulated another car and put it in the garage or another closet full of clothes or whatever. And so when you find yourself caught in that, wow, I'm not making great money. I know I could go out in the corporate world and make a little more money, or these hours are kind of long, or I haven't gotten a thank you in 3 weeks. You're actually making so many deposits that you are rich beyond belief. You might just not be able to see that wealth at that moment. Just like when I look back on my life, I couldn't see, you know, that my purpose was really making an impact. And so the longer you're in it, you know, typically you start getting those people that come back and thank you and other families, and sometimes you see a second generation. So I would tell them to, you know, stay the course. That is, if their gifts and talents are that of a caregiver and, you know, they have the energy and wherewithal to pour into other people. And reach out to people like me, because I'll remind them that they're walking angels. Like, it's overwhelming to see the people treat my mom like she's their mom. You know, it blows me away that the work that the people in this industry do. So I just hope that whoever's listening to this takes a deep breath, steps back and says, wow, the world would change and fall off its axis if we didn't do what we're doing every day.
So that was one of the whole reasons why we started this podcast, is because there's so many what we refer to as love stories. Just like what you were sharing about your mom and people investing in the lives. We don't hear about that very much. And so the love stories that, you know, are out there, we want to tell. Thank you for sharing that about your mom. What a cool purpose. And thanks for investing in all of these provider members across the country. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a unique opportunity. So Dave Cummings, he's an author, an entrepreneur. Dwayne Cummings.
That's
sorry.
All right, Luther.
I've already misspelled it. But author, entrepreneur, athlete, and just a giver of your time and your energy and your talents. And so that's very encouraging to us and to our listeners. And so we're very grateful for your time. We'll make sure that we connect to you in the show notes. And thank you for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.